Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus bless the people that are listening.
Baba, ofun egbe ni yan ni dan mi ho.
And we want them to come into the kingdom of God.
Ma onu yan ade are oba we.
Amen.
He said.
Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to me,
everything here.
I want you to consider this sermon.
Ma onu we re ye ho.
This is going to be an open invitation to you. For you to come into the kingdom of God. The sermon today is going to talk about the kingdom of peace that is coming. This is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The kingdom of peace, where there will be no more trouble, is coming soon. You remember in the days of the politicians,
when they are
asking you to vote for them, they campaign. They give you promises that they cannot keep. Tell you they will do this and they will do that if you only come to their side. I remember in 1979, in Nigeria, when they were doing the election, they were campaigning, and I was preaching the gospel. When I met those people that gathered at the election box,
they
tell me, which side do I be?
They ask him,
I tell them, I'm campaigning for another kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus. This is the campaign I'm bringing to you today. And this is why Jesus Christ has sent us to preach to you. You may know about the political groups and political parties. But this one is bigger than anything else. This is talking about peace. Coming. And this peace is not just in one king, one country alone. It's going to be all over this world. We are asking you to come into this kingdom. The kingdom of Jesus Christ that is coming. Jesus Christ made us to see what the kingdom of God will be like.
Jesus Christ,
we are saying there is a kingdom coming upon this planet Earth. And in this kingdom, it's going to be on this Earth. It's just a change of government. You know that there could be a political party that is ruling in the whole country. Or you may say it is the military that is ruling. That is what we call government. But I want you to know, as the military people are ruling on the physical world, there are other beings called evil spirits that are ruling on this world in the spirit world. And they also have a kingdom of called the kingdom of darkness on this world. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But I want you to know something. There is a kingdom also coming. This kingdom of Jesus
is
going to rule both in the spirit and in the physical. That means all the governments of the world will be torpedoed. This is not going to be a coup d'etat at all. This is, they are all going to be destroyed, that is it. In fact, God will allow them to destroy themselves.
And
after they have destroyed themselves, Jesus will come down with his Christians, with the saints.
Jesus Christ, chapter.
At his word, all those evil spirits, they come out of people. That is telling us, in the kingdom of Jesus, there will be no evil spirits possessing any person. When you see Jesus heal the sick in the book of Mark and Luke and Matthew,
where the benatia Mark Jesus Christ.
That is telling us there will be no sickness in the kingdom of Jesus Christ when he will be ruling. And let's read again in Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah chapter 11.
Let's
see what Isaiah said about the kingdom of peace that is coming. In verse 6, let me read it to you. He said, "The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb." And the leopard shall lie down with the kid.
Kekava talapa biekaro.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And the calf and the young lion.
Ave.
And the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
Even
and the cow and the bear shall feed.
Ave mila keke ne nove Jose ya iviro.
Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the hawks. And the suckling shall play on the hole of the hasp. And the wind shall put his hand on the cockatrice den.
In verse
9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the heart shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
You see this now, my ladies and gentlemen that are listening. I'm saying this kingdom of Jesus that is coming, there will be no hurting, no wahala there. There will be no sicknesses, no death. Can you hear what Dutch Isaiah said in the book of
Isaiah
yesterday to you? He said a snake will not bite anybody, though you will pick it up with your hand. He said even a lion will not even hit a goat anymore. They will eat together on the grass. He said a young lion and a bee and a sheep, they all be playing together. Because God will remove totally anything that can hurt and remove death.
The
whole world will be full of the knowledge of God. That kingdom is coming soon. The king in that kingdom has sent me to tell you. He has sent me to preach this message to you, that you should come into that kingdom. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That is the king in the kingdom that we say is coming. Jesus Christ is the king in this kingdom that is coming. He's telling you to come unto him and be in this kingdom.
So
he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. What do you fear, my friend? What are you afraid of? If you go to a city like Lagos,
Nigeria,
you may see a lot of mosquitoes. In fact, I remember some time many years ago, I went to a village and I was preaching in this village late in the evening. And the woman that was listening to me, she was killing mosquitoes on the right and on the left. The mosquitoes were just swarming like flies. And I told this woman, I said, my dear woman, I bring to you good news. Of that is for many people. The good news is that the kingdom is coming where there will be no mosquito biting anybody. And there will be no mosquito biting you or me. I'm telling you this, Jesus said he will change all things around. Just like you know, this woman said, I wish that kingdom come quickly.
You that is
listening to me, you know what mosquito can do to people, don't you? Just the cry of mosquitoes by the ear when you are sleeping, people slap themselves. I remember when I was sleeping in the places where I didn't have mosquito net. I remember one night mosquito won't let me sleep. Because from after their bite, all my body was paining. Then I read this Bible verse. Then I hear about the kingdom that is coming. That is the kingdom of peace that is coming. In this kingdom of peace, there will be no more mosquito biting anybody. What a joy to hear that. What a hope that this is coming. But I want to know something also. We that believe in Jesus, we are men that can begin to enjoy the power of this world to come. In that kingdom, there will be power over all things that can hurt. For us to begin to enjoy it right now. Jesus Christ gave us power over all things now. For you to know that there will be no sickness in his kingdom. Jesus Christ gave us power over sicknesses now. You think about this. If a politician wants you to vote for him, I know in those days they may even give a car to somebody just to help him.
Politicians,
they distribute money so that people can vote for them.
They use those
like bait to attract people to come and vote for them.
Even
though those politicians won't do what they promised that they will do. But Jesus Christ is telling us to campaign this truth to you.
But Jesus Christ time away have a matter now.
And we know he is able to do what he promised will be happening in his kingdom. I'm telling you, in the kingdom of Jesus that is coming, he said there will be no more sicknesses. There will be no more death. There will be no more poverty.
There
will be no armed robbers.
There will
be no sin anymore. But you have to be free from sin right from now. Jesus Christ is able to set you free from sin right from now. Those that will enter this kingdom that is coming, Jesus Christ is giving us power to be free from sin.
That
is what he called, you must be born again. After you are free from your sin, Jesus Christ is giving us the Holy Spirit of God. And he gave us power over sicknesses. And he gave us power over death also. He said, go and preach this good news to all the world. He said, heal the sick. Make the lame to walk. Make the blind to see. Raise the dead. Freely have you received, freely give. You that is listening to me right now, are you sick on your sick bed? In the name of Jesus, rise up, you are healed. Power of Jesus come upon you right now. Be healed from your place. You that is listening to me, are you blind in your any eyes? In the name of Jesus, receive your sight. You that is listening to me, do you have some problem with your ears? You can't hear clearly? Or anyone that is deaf, totally deaf? In the name of Jesus, receive your hearing. And any dead person there, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus.
We're not woke, pack baby, need Jesus Christ.
Because that is the power Jesus has sent with us.
Only until Jesus Christ is the
man. These signs shall follow them that believe. And
I've been
sending this word of God into your house.
Hallelujah.
The power follow that word into your ears.
To set
you free from sin, sickness, and death. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed. Jesus healed thee. I'm saying there's a kingdom coming. That prayer will just pray for you right now. I know it has impacted your life. And begin to do what you cannot even do before. And you have been set free from that sickness. Because Jesus said, when I say it shall be even as I said it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as you receive your healing, write to me.
And
let me have testimony that Jesus has healed your body. From that impact of that prayer. Because I know it. And that is just a sample. In the kingdom of Jesus, there is no sickness there. In the kingdom of Jesus, there is no death. In the kingdom of Jesus, no evil spirit is allowed.
So
is anybody there that is possessed by any evil spirits or oppressed? In the name of Jesus, I speak unto that devil.
Come
out of them and go into the pit of hell. I say, come out of them and go into the pit of hell. And do not enter them anymore. in the name of Jesus.
Egbe laigbe yan.
Amen.
Beni Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I'm telling you, in this kingdom of Jesus,
Varioba re Jesus Christ,
there is no death.
Uwiro.
No sickness.
Emi amero.
No trouble, no poverty.
Onyangavero.
The Lord himself said it.
Enonyangavetai.
He said, I am the one that owned all the cattle upon a thousand hills.
Owe onyave emi laya no wa bwe awo unwo keni here.
Gold and silver, the amaya said the Lord.
Ave gold keke keke avi gold monya here.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now let's read again in the book of Revelation.
Chapter 21.
He said also there
that
God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. No more sorrow. No more crying.
I give a view.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I want to read it to you.
In
Revelation chapter 21.
Benate Revelation Opanya Gye.
Verse 4.
Uvye ene.
And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow. Nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things have passed away. And listen to this, gentlemen. Listen to this. This is good. Listen to this.
On our man, Damiho.
God himself put his own signature on this word. And I read it for you. In from verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
Do
you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? The words that I have just spoken to you, they are true and faithful. God said, this kingdom that I'm telling you about will come very certainly. This kingdom of Jesus is soon. You say, how can I be a member of that kingdom? You have to be ready. Registered right now.
Okay, can we debate now?
How do you get registered to be a member of this kingdom? You must repent from your sin now.
Okay, can we meet
and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Jesus Christ, you
and invite Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And let Jesus Christ fill your heart with the Holy Spirit of God. He said,
you
shall be born again by the Spirit of the living God. In the book of Gospel of John, chapter
3,
Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus,
he said,
verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That is John chapter 3 verse
5.
Jesus Christ said, you must be born again.
Jesus Christ said,
how can I be born again? He said, by water and by the Spirit of the living God. How can I get this? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ right now and thou shalt be saved. And I'm going to pray for you. And Jesus Christ is going to touch you.
Jesus Christ,
and you are going to be set free from sinful nature.
Jesus Christ,
because those that become that belong to Jesus, they become new creatures.
The
spirit inside you will be renovated by Jesus. That is what he called being born again. Jesus will remove sin from your heart.
Jesus,
all the desire to sin will go from you. When you accept Jesus and you invite Jesus into your heart. And that's the prayer I want to pray for you right now. And that is the prayer that we call born again prayer.
The
repentance prayer.
But
you must make your mind ready. Are you ready to be free from sin? Do you want to be set free?
Well, only Jesus Christ, you were far.
Do you want to stop that adultery?
Well, only we say, okay,
you want to be free from all those fornication?
Well, only we say, okay,
you want to be set free from those occultic groups you have joined?
Well,
do you want to trust Jesus alone for your protection? Because Jesus Christ has power to protect you. He said, all power in heaven and on earth is given unto me. I preached in America one time. A young college student was being troubled by evil spirits. He couldn't study anymore because those evil spirits were troubling him. And he was seeing things that are not that nobody else can see. He was seeing demons running around him. And he was almost losing his mind, almost running crazy. Then I ran into him and I preached to him. I invited him to church with me. When he came to church, he said he has never been to a church like this before. He was not clapping hands, he was not doing, just watching, looking at everybody. And I prayed for him that Jesus Christ should set him free. Then while we were clapping our hands and we are talking and we are praying and we are singing in the church.
And
I knew that this boy was being troubled. The Lord spoke to me. He said, I should ask this young man. I should ask him, he should say with his own mouth.
No, you know it, Ty.
That does he really want to be set free from these demons? You have to know that this man himself was the one that put himself in that trouble. Because he started reading all those bad books of the occultic groups. He started reading all those books from the Rosicrucians. He was reading all those books that were belonging to those occultic groups. That was how he started getting trouble by those demons. When he wanted to stop reading the books, they wouldn't let him go anymore. But he confessed this to me. And I prayed for him and I brought him to church. Then the Lord spoke to me, as I said, that as you ask him, does he want to really be set free? And I asked him. He said, yes, he wanted to be free. He said, you want those demons to go from you? He said, yes, he wanted them to go. Then the Lord said, me and him should kneel down in the church. And me and him will kneel down. And I lay my hand upon his back. And I rebuked the demons and I commanded them to come out of him. And I saw those demons jump out of his heart. You know something? As I was saying, I'm going to pray for you and set you free also. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus,
set
Christ.
Me free from sin. In the name of Jesus, you are set free. Write to me and we will send you some more literatures.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade,
Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel Distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.